Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Woods was saying earlier,
yeah, we kind of miss Padres baseball on a day off. I know they need days off.
Absolutely.
Probably more than they get over the course of a long season. But when the team's playing so well, it feels like a long time between Wednesday afternoon and Friday evening when
sure
the Padres resume play with the start of a 3-game series tonight against the Houston Astros. And it is time now for our manager's report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And it's good to have Mike on from Houston, Texas. How was the travel day, and how you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. At the ballpark, getting ready for the series, and travel was easy and efficient.
And so one of those things we talked about, Schilty, I was lamenting the fact that, you know, last night I actually had to watch a movie and not be able to watch the Padres, and, you know, we understand how important the day's off. When you guys are playing like you're playing, is it tough for you guys and the fellas to enjoy the day off, or do you want to get right back to the ballpark?
I think it's probably a combination. I mean, you know, they're men, not machines, you know. So you guys have been working really hard, playing really well, giving everything they've got every day. You know, I think everybody can appreciate, regardless of field, a day off occasionally. But we also, you know, we like playing. We like being together, and we like competing together, and we enjoy our time together. So it's a combination.
Well, I'm just going to ask the question right off the bat, because we talked about it earlier, and you have some of your mantras, like getting better as the game, the series, the season goes on. Your team is playing so well right now, Mike. Like, what are some areas where you still would like to see some improvement? Because it's hard for us to see, like, how it could get much better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, it's always, you know, it could be collective, it could be individual, it could be situational, so... you know, it's a game of a lot of moving pieces that we all know. And, you know, yeah, we've taken advantage of our time together over the last year plus, including spring training and, you know, continuity with, you know, a staff and players, that breeds consistency. So yeah, there's, you know, we always want to improve. It's a, you know, growth mindset. It's competition. There's always, an area for something to be better, but, you know, as we continue to move this forward together, we do expect there to be some areas that, you know, are really, really showing up that are buttoned up. And I think that's taking place.
Talking to Mike Schilt, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Ben had asked this question earlier in the week, and we addressed it a couple times, talked about it on the roundtable yesterday. And, you know, the hot start is incredible. It's absolutely incredible. It's been such a joy to watch. You know, and Ben said, so what did we all miss? You know, all the people in the media or the national media, whatever. What did they miss about the San Diego Padres? And my thing was, I never really believed in momentum from season to season. And I hear you bring up continuity. And I think I missed that one, Schulte. I do. I think, you know, to watch these guys just kind of pick up where they left off, and even with some new faces, that's been pretty incredible. And is that something that you've seen before? Like the way that you guys played all, especially the second half of last year, and then into the first half of this year, the momentum really seems like the calendar turned one day, and the offense is still, you know, leading baseball and hitting and things like that. It's been amazing to see.
Yes, is the ultimate answer to your question. I mean, we don't take it for granted. It's not, you know, it's a very, very, very competitive league. You know, but the fact of the matter is that I already alluded to it. You know, and I have experienced it for quite a long time, quite frankly, just in a different area, yeah. Or a different team. You know, when you have processes that are in place and nothing's foolproof, this game is really hard. No one has all the answers. I won't even pretend that anybody does, including ourselves. But when you do have a group of good players, let's don't pretend about that. We've got a good nucleus of players in every area, offensively, defensively, pitching, bullpen. But when you have that and you have a staff that gets to stay together and create some continuity, and there's clarity about how you're going to prepare and how you're going to compete, there is an expectation that it's only going to continue to get better and clearer in a very hard, complex game.
Talking to Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres. And Mike, I've heard you say before, Padres, best fan base in all of baseball. In fact, there's a TV promo,
yeah,
where you actually say it. We hear it almost every night. Let's be honest. Most managers are going to have to say that about their teams. You know, you don't hear it otherwise. But I was struck this homestand. I mean, with the big crowds, even on like a midweek Wednesday game. And I thought in particular, there was one, the wild pitch against the Cubs with the bases loaded, yeah, where the fans were chanting Gavin Sheets. And I felt like they actually had an impact on the game. Do you ever see that, where your fans can actually impact the game with their energy and chanting, and perhaps throw another team off their game?
Well, every game we played at home this season, absolutely. You know, if you really, and again, you talked about, you know, what'd you miss seeing the game, and, you know, you see the game from a lot of different lenses and different experiences, and that's one of the wonderful things about the game. But from my lens to your question is absolutely, you know, it's and they can be subtle things that do show up actually in the box score, do show up in competition. Some are bigger, you know, the ball that was hit down the line that fell in, you know, there's 47,000 people helped be responsible for that. You know, Leap, our third base coach, looked over like, man, they just couldn't. It took that one instance where, yeah, they were thrown off of their focus, concentration, looking, and that's all it takes in this game. And so you mentioned wild pitches. I see pitchers. I see guys, you know, game speeding up on them. Guys dealing with a little bit more anxiety in a hostile environment that they're not used to, especially, you know, players that aren't as familiar with this league or that kind of environment, which is, you know, replicates, you know, what a playoff environment is. So absolutely, it's a competitive advantage, and we're very grateful for it.
I have a strategy question for you, Schulte. It's Mike Schilt on with Ben and Woods this morning. So I was watching the play the other day, and I've been always curious about this. My whole life, I've never asked. The contact play with a runner on third base. So I'm assuming that's something that you put on. I never. It's not bad. I'm legit curious. I'm legitimately, mm-hmm, curious about when to put it on, when not to put it on. Because you'll watch a game and it's the fourth inning and you're like, oh my God, he's got thrown out by 15 feet. And they're like, well, the contact play was on. You're like, all right, that makes sense. Is it Like, how standard is it for you as the skipper to be like, all right, contact plays on it? Is it just totally player dependent and all of that? And, you know, when it tipped off the glove, I went, I don't know. I don't know if he could have made it or not. But for you, like, how do you know when to put that on? I mean, I know that's your job, but when do you know to put that on?
How long do you have, man?
I got
we got
20 minutes.
All hour, if you'd like. We love hearing you talk about this.
He does. But it's always fascinated me.
Give us the abridged version.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, clearly you wanted him to go.
Okay.
You did. Okay.
I did not know. I was like, because it tipped, I wonder if he stopped because he thought the pitcher may snare it.
The perfect tip.
It was just
right
the perfect
at the
tip. Yeah. So that's okay. Right. Interesting. No.
I mean, I'll explain in that particular situation. You've got Diaz up. We're down a run. It's the 10th inning.
Yep.
Iglesias is a good runner. Diaz is not, we can't run for him because he's hitting for Maldonado.
Yep.
So we can't run for the catcher. He's not a stolen base threat, I don't think.
No.
No, they did go first to third the other day. Pretty good.
That first to third
he's
was
done a really good job. He's done
yeah,
it. He's
that was
done twice.
Inspiring.
He's done it twice. So we got Toddy up, and no, they're probably not going to pitch to him. Okay.
Yeah.
So if he gets thrown at the plate, we've got a guy at first base that we can't run for, that's not going to steal a bag, and they're not going to pitch to Toddy anyway. So we're going to have first and second. We can't steal first and second base with Diaz at second and Toddy at first.
Right.
And then we got – so that brings Louie up to tie the game. So, you know, if they're going to pitch to Toddy, which they didn't, we could take a shot because he can hit an extra – base hit, but yeah. An extra base hit's going to be really hard for Diaz to score.
Yeah.
So why don't we just keep him at third?
Yeah.
And we create a lot of more opportunities if they do pitch to Toddy on a guy that can really run, does get infield hits, a guy that in a high leverage situation that is in the dirt a little bit can score in a pass ball. So that's the highlights of, but it's absolutely case by case, and we can have a 5-minute discussion about every single scenario.
So that was fantastic.
That was amazing.
That was great. I mean, yeah, and if Arise singles with Diaz on second, they're going to be playing a little more shallow to make sure they cut off that run.
Right.
And man, he thinks about so many things.
Well, and that's the thing is that I don't think the common man like myself sits there and thinks about all those things that you have to weigh in order to just put a contact play on, right? And just to know, all right, this is probably a great time to do that. And you know,
the last part of the equation is it is first and third with Toddy because you know they're going to walk him.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we went after the first pitch, which is his prerogative, and we trust him completely. But they're probably not throwing through with Iglesias to tie and run. Toddy steals the base. Rise gets a base hit. We win the game,
yeah.
But we don't go in contact.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's so fascinating to me. Thank you for explaining that, because now I can – well, in Little League, you just send them because nobody's making a throw. So it's really easy for Little Leaguer. It's like, no, they hit it, and you go, buddy. Contact play always on in Little League, Shilty. Sound managerial advice.
Yeah, yeah,
I think so.
A little bit about this. Yeah, just
any managerial decision, I will support.
I love it.
Because you are going to know more than I'm going to know in that moment.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
true. I think it's
fair.
Great.
I mean, I love that stuff.
I always have the manager's back.
Thank you.
This series against the Houston Astros, obviously, interleague play, like three straight series, and I know you got advanced scouts and everything, but a little more, you know, less familiar with the competition and stuff. What are you kind of looking at with the Astros? And they're kind of off to an up and down start this year, but just kind of what you're expecting this series.
Expected more of the same. We're not as familiar with Houston, but you know, we do have really, really good advanced scouting. The guys do a great job with that. You know, we have, you know, one of the few clubs that have really good baseball guys that go out and watch teams and use their eyes. And, you know, they also use the information that's available now. That's also beneficial. And we use the information as well in tendencies and different things along those lines. But, we do our part being, you know, our preparation work, our staff really, really dedicated to the prep work, video, a ton of video and research. And then, you know, day will be spent with a lot of meetings to collaborate it all and make sure we're bringing simple and actionable things to our players, and then we'll go play baseball and at least to compete and shake hands.
Well, it sure has been fun to watch so far, Shilty. Obviously, best wishes for a great road trip. Just a quick, you know, you'll get asked this and you know at the scrum later, I'm sure. But for our audience, how's Jackson Merrill doing? I was texting with a buddy yesterday. He goes, I pictured Jackson on the plane.
I don't think he went, though.
Oh, did he not go?
I think he stayed home, right?
Did he stay home? Well, he said, I pictured Jackson on the plane just wearing eye black, just ready to go for the game. And I know it's probably killing him not to be out there. And the guys have done a great job filling in for him, certainly. But I know he's itching to get back out there. How's he feeling?
You know what? He's improving. So, I mean, hamstrings, you know, any soft tissue stuff can be, you know, very finicky.
Yeah.
So we got to be very careful. You know, but he's, and to your point, yeah, he's definitely, you know, got his eye black on, ready to go and hungry to go compete. But, you know, right now he's got his focus channeled in areas he can do something about, and that's his rehab. And that, so he's, you know, getting to a point where he's doing some light jogging and start to get some strength back and do some things in the weight room. And, we're also put together a plan for him and Lockridge and Crony. That, you know, whatever guys can do from a baseball standpoint, whether it's bunting, tracking, throwing, whatever they're able to do, they're doing in appropriate fashion. So when they get back, they're both mentally and physically ready to compete.
We had to look up what dribbling meant in a rehab sense earlier this week,
just to
figure it out.
I'd never heard that before.
Shilty, really appreciate it.
That was awesome.
I just want to say, so while we do our show, we're on YouTube as well, and we have hundreds of comments from our audience. They love that explanation about the contact
so
play.
Much.
They are just so fascinated by how that works, and they just wanted to really appreciate you and the thought that you put into everything to make this team a winning ball club. So thanks from us, and thanks from our listeners, as always, and we'll chat with you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, love talking baseball. So enjoy it, you guys. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Manager's Report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And what's so impressive is not the thought process. As he explained it, I got it. I understood the baseball enough that it made perfect sense. You have to do that when you're a manager, though. You're going to make that decision about 5 seconds.
Like that.
And have all those variables in your head. Okay, we can't pinch run for Diaz. So if we put the contact play on and he's out, he's stuck out there and he's clogging up the base paths.
It's mind-numbing
to think about. With Tati behind him.
It's
so
mind-numbing.
I mean, all the things that go into that are really fascinating.
I could listen to that all day long, and I have always, always wanted to know about that because you see it, like I mentioned to him, fourth inning, you know, ground ball to third, and they throw the guy out by 15 feet. You're like, what are you doing? Just hold and maybe, you know, extend the inning. But no, contact play was on. We were going to go on contact no matter what. How do you know when to pull it off? You got to look and survey the defense and who's out there. Does he have a good arm? Does he have a bad arm? What's his percentage of accurate throws to home plate? Like, all that needs to be calculated in an instant, man. And I could listen to it all day long.
I did agree. He said the one thing that I thought at the time when Arise was up, and Tatis was, it was first and third. I go, you got to send Tatis on the first pitch because they'll probably, and Shilty agree, probably aren't going to throw it down.
Right.
And risk throwing it away or, you know, the run scoring. So you'll then have a chance to single and win the game with Tatis scoring from second. Now, if Arise thinks he's got a pitch to hit, as he said, he's got the prerogative to hit it, but had he taken the pitch there, he might have had a chance to drive in two and win the game for the Padres.
And we talked about it the next morning, and I think when he tipped it is when he froze, and he didn't, because he got thrown out.
No, he just froze.
He froze.
Just stayed at third. Yeah.
But he's like, no, I mean, you want him to go there. You want him to go on contact.
Kind of, but he also explained why you don't want him to go.
Right.
So
I don't know. It's very odd. But what did he mutter under his breath? I knew you were going to bring it. Something like that.
Really funny.
I love it.
But I think he thought that we were going to bring it up in a bad way. Oh, you blew that one, Shilty, which is not the case at all. And especially after you hear him explain it.
So good.
I don't think there's a fan out there who could question the rationale and the thought process behind the decisions that he makes.
So great.
And I think you can trust the one thing about Mike Schilt, that there are no haphazard decisions being made about the San Diego Padres. You may not understand every single one of them, But they are not, you know, some willy-nilly organization that's throws stuff up on a wall and sees if it's going to stick. There's a plan. You may not know the plan. You may not understand the plan, but it definitely exists for the San Diego Padres. Good stuff again and again. Mike Schilt with us each week on the Manager's Report, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. All right, we can react to that more coming up. Still have a Rindle Report ahead as well. We'll check traffic and then continue with more Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, I'm going to tell you again about us, SDFatLoss.com. It is a doctor-developed, easy-to-follow weight loss program helping you lose weight fast, naturally, and safely with no drugs or injections and no prepackaged meals, bars, shakes, or exercising required. Almost sounds too good to be true. I'm not going to tell you that. You have to follow the plan. You're going to be eating less than you normally do, but you also get to eat normal foods, which was huge for me. I ate a lot of chicken and steak and broccoli and Brussels sprouts during my weight loss, things that I kind of liked anyway, so it wasn't a huge ask. And then I kind of got with it and into the program, and you see that scale changing every single day up to a pound less. It really helps you stick with it, and your counselor is going to help you stick with it as well. You can find out how the program can work for you by setting up a free consultation by going to sdfatloss.com. Take advantage of the spring special now. You can lose up to $200 in cost, but you can lose up to 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days in the summer of 2023. I've kept all that weight off this entire time. Please, just think it over. Go to the website. You got nothing to lose there. SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Good stuff from the manager, Mike Schilt, already at the ballpark, getting ready for today's game. What are we still, 5, 6, 7
there? Yeah.
Over 7.5 hours away from the game, so it puts in a long day.
I would be there.
It's
Especially on the road.
Plus then the game. Plus then probably an hour to two after the game.
Oh, man, that's where that's where I would be. 100%. Sitting in a hotel room.
In Houston.
Yeah.
Might as well just get to the ballpark.
Just get to the ballpark. Get settled.
It's a fun job.
Yeah.
Stressful, but fun.
Yeah. It's stressful and fun. It's like this one.
I loved when he talked about, I hadn't remembered the drop pop-up. It fell between the third baseman and the left fielder. And Mike credited fans for that as well. He says it just takes a... just takes an instant. Like, you're making noise and they can't communicate. They get distracted for just a second.
It's crazy, man, because these aren't college kids. Some of them were college kids recently, but, and you saw some real anxiety from some of the Cubs bullpen that has not been really great this year at all. You saw it, man. Yanking pitches. You saw it in their face. You really saw it, too. And I mentioned this to you guys off the air. Craig Counsell. I don't know that I've seen a jumpier manager. I mean, maybe in my days, but like Jace Tingler seemed more cool and calm at the helm than $8 million a year Craig Counsell. He just, now that kind of thing, your bullpen comes in and just starts walking guys. It will do it to anybody. It will break the calmest guy.
When your lefty is walking the lefty guys at the end of the order, you're supposed to get those guys out.
Yep.
And now you know, all right, this is just turning into a disaster of an inning. You can't walk Jason Hayward if you're a lefty. You just can't.
Can't.
It was good at bat by Jason for sure. But yeah, I can see why Craig Counsell was wanting to tear his hair out in that inning with little on the mound.
He doesn't project a sense of calm at all. Like, not even a little bit. And I don't know, man. Do teams feed off of their manager? I think they do. You can't be throwing water bottles and Gatorade bottles after every walk. Not that he was, but he looked visibly uncomfortable. It's just something I noticed in the three games. And again, a very unsteady bullpen is the number one cause of that. Like, it's got to be the hardest thing. Managing that bullpen, I've said it a million times in sports, it's got to be the hardest thing to do.
I think it's also the opponent. It's the Padres. That's a good team with a good lineup that if you make any mistakes,
they're gonna
make you pay. It's not, you know, you had a 3-1 lead over the Rockies and they tied it up and you're like, all right, new game, but we got this.
Yeah.
Like, you gave them an inch, the Padres will take it a mile, and you're like, dude, we just lost this game.
They gave them so many inches, man, the Cubs did. They really kicked it around a lot. Sloppy, sloppy defense.
We have been on the other side of that
many times.
Now, of course, the Padres hitting the road, where they don't have that great crowd advantage.
Yeah.
12-1 at home, 3-3 on the road, which is nothing wrong with that. But I do get the sense that, you know, part of the Padres and Mike Schilt's culture is, and when we go on the road, we're not going to be the team that gets rattled. Now, there's very few environments that are rattle-inducing, like Petco Park, and have no idea what the crowds are going to be like in Houston this weekend. But you also feel like the Padres take pride in, we're not going to be bothered by wherever we go. We've seen it. We know what our ballpark's like, and, you know, it's nothing like yours is going to be.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to just play our game when we go on the road.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see how they do. You know, it's always a good judge of what your team is how they play away from home. And for us, for a while, there was that stretch last year. It was like, man, what's wrong with us at Petco Park? Why don't you guys like us? Why aren't we winning more at home? And, you know, they ended up riding that ship. But, you know, hopefully it continues. And like we talked about on the roundtable yesterday, man, a road trip, 6-game road trip, you are pretty confident at coming back 3-3. You'd be happy with that. But anything more is fantastic.
Yeah, 3-3 is where you're, you know.
That's your baseline.
That's your baseline. And then anything else is a little bit of gravy, as we talked with Blummer earlier. Padres dodging both Hunter Brown and Tarek Skubal on this trip with the Astros and Tigers. And they're still facing some good pitchers. I think they'll hit Flaherty.
Will we hit Jackson Jobe?
I think they hit Jackson Jobe. So they're still hitting some good pitchers. Tigers have a good pitching staff.
They do.
They have a tough staff. Just because you're missing Skubal doesn't mean it's some, you know, walking. But it is a break probably to not have to face those two guys.
No doubt.
In these 6 games. So take advantage. At least 3-3. And then, you know, anything else is a bonus.
5-10 start?
5:10 today, okay, and I believe 4:10 tomorrow and Sunday on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball.
Excellent.
All right, we will take our last time out. Paulie's going to have some headline stuff that we missed in our Rundle Report before we turn things over to Braden at 10 o'clock, all coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Last thing of the week, though, that we need to tell you about is Trust and Will. It's a good way to end our week in terms of stuff you should just get done before the weekend. Peace of mind is huge. And whatever your age is, you don't know what the future may hold. So you might as well.
No, you do.
Well,
you do
eventually
know. Eventually,
you know what it holds.
It's coming at some point.
You know what
you
the media
absolutely
future is.
Know.
That's true.
That is coming someday.
And so why not just take care of a trust or a will by going online to trustandwill.com, answering some simple questions, and then you'll have real, legal, binding documents that you can store away that your family will have in the inevitable event of that day, however far in the future it may be.
Well, listen, it's honestly something you could knock out on your lunch hour. That's how easy it is. It takes about 20, 30 minutes. Avoid probate, though, and get a trust. There's no reason not to just get it done in 20 minutes online. All the directions you need right there, super affordable. So when you go to trustandwill.com, make sure you enter the code FAN, F-A-N. You'll get 20% off and free shipping of your estate documents. So no reason not to go to trustandwill.com today. Get it done. Make sure you use the code FAN when you check out.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fryer Friday, if you enjoy our particular brand of content here on 97.3 The Fan, then I invite you to tune in to the Gwen and Chris program this afternoon in their, I believe, first hour around 2:45. They will be joined by Padres relief pitcher Jason Adam from Houston, off to a good start this season. What?
I'm doing the math.
They oftentimes, I think, record those interviews.
Yeah, we're about to take the field, guys. What do you want to know about my slider?
It's still 2+ hours before game time. It could be live, but sometimes they also record them when they come in before
right.
the show.
That's right.
One way
it probably is live. Probably is live.
It could be either way on this
I was doing the 5:10 here, but no, it's 7:10 in Houston.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, there's still
I'm not real proud. I'm kind of tired. Time. It's been a long week.
Time differences, you know. Confusing.
Got it. It'd be fun to do an interview.
You got a long day. You get Seals game still tonight.
I'm dead. It would be fun to do a live game, like an interview with a guy in the bullpen in the middle of the game.
I talked a little bit with Wes Berg yesterday of the Seals about time differences. So they've come off 3 straight road losses. Halifax, which is
4
time zones away. Not
4.
3. Like the East Coast is 3 time zones from here. It's a whole nother time zone even further away from San Diego. And then he said, and then Rochester and Albany, which aren't exactly, you know, direct flights from anywhere to get to those games. For a San Diego team, that's got to be one of the toughest road stretches any San Diego team has ever faced.
And to lose all 3 is just brutal. But winning, we're in tonight, man. Excited for the game. 7:30, I believe, is when we are kicking off tonight. And, it's a big one. Big one.
Good luck.
Thank you, man.
If they lose, you're totally done.
I'm done.
If they win,
we gotta wait and
then
see
you got to play a road playoff game. If they win that one, then you'll get at least one more home playoff game later.
Yeah. Yeah, this could be it tonight. I hope it's not, but we will see.
All right, we will check traffic one last time, and then Paulie's got some headlines in the Rindle Report coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report.
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a yeah? Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right, take
Happy
it away.
Friday, gentlemen.
Happy
We're almost
Friday.
There.
Yes.
Almost there. All right, we will start off in Major League Baseball news here in the National League West. Yesterday after the show, maybe even right after the roundtable, because I know his name did come up, the Dodgers optioned Bobby Miller yesterday. Did not have a good start on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
He took a beating, going three innings, eight hits, six earned, one walk, struck out seven, but he got hit around pretty good by the Rockies, and he has been optioned down.
Now, to be fair, he could have thrown seven shutout innings, and they might have optioned him anyway, because that is sometimes the lot of like a sixth starter or a long man in the bullpen. It's actually a really, really good piece by Jeff Sanders in the UT about mostly about Logan Gillespie, who has lived this life for about 3 or 4 years now, because he's a guy with options,
just
long man
in the
bullpen.
Southwest terminal.
Yeah, just you know, the times where he gets called, sent back to AAA, like gets on a flight for the Padres. Of course, it's El Paso. For the Dodgers, it's Oklahoma City. But you get on a flight somewhere, and before you even land, you're like, the first text you look at is, "Hey, we need you back. Someone's got hurt, so you're on the next flight back to San Diego. So just stay at the airport and run over to this gate because you're coming right back to San Diego." That happens to these guys because that's the life of the extra reliever who has options in the minor leagues. And whether you play well or not, it sometimes doesn't matter. And kind of drives you crazy when you're a young player. You come up and you throw like three shutout innings and three appearances.
You're out.
And they go, "All right, you're still going back to AAA." And it's like you always think, "Well, what did I do wrong? Why don't they like me?" It's not that. It's the
business.
Rules of the roster and how it works. And if you're not available the next day, they need someone else who is in case the starter only goes an inning. So, like, Omar Cruz was on the short end of that stick. Pitched really well in relief, and they needed someone else. So they brought Logan Gillespie up, and they needed him right away. That was the day he came up, when Kyle Hart did not get out of the first inning. And if they hadn't called up Logan Gillespie that day, they don't win that game.
Correct.
And they probably burn other guys in the bullpen, and they might not win games after that as well, because then they can't use those guys the next day and the next day, and it has a domino effect going forward.
I think with Bobby Miller, though, I think he's struggling. His first 23 starts in the big leagues, man, he pitched to a 3.59 ERA, and his last 13 starts, his ERA is over 10. I don't know what it is. You watch him pitch, and you know, didn't have a lot of command of his secondary stuff, but still has a fast fastball, but it's pretty straight. Those guys were teeing off on it. But again, like Paulie said, managed to get seven strikeouts. Again, it's the Rockies, but it's also the Rockies that clubbed you around for seven runs or six earned runs. That's one of those guys that, you know, again, they're so deep, he could literally go away forever. They could trade him and to someone and they'll be fine. But it's been a bad last 13 for Bobby Miller.
By the way, Jason Adam was one of those guys for a few years before now establishing himself, and one of the other guys that Jeff Sanders wrote about in that piece of relievers who get the on the shuttle back and forth from AAA.
Still a decent life, though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, you could wear that for a while.
Yeah.
I was fascinated by this next story that I read yesterday on awful announcing. So there are still, and I think it's going to be this way for a long time, the ripple effects of the Luka Doncic trade from Dallas to the Lakers.
It's going
to
be a decade at least until they figure this thing out.
Like, no trade has gotten this much scrutiny, maybe in sports history. That's how crazy and how big of a deal this was. So this week, Nico Harrison, the GM for the Mavericks that made that trade and sent Luka off to the Lakers, he met with select media members in a closed-door meeting to try to put to bed all of the crap that he's been getting as the GM that thought, let's get rid of this generational superstar and mortgage our entire future. And he wanted to just kind of have a back-and-forth with the local reporters there. At first, he said no recording. And so fans were like, well, what the hell? We want to know what's asked and what the answers are.
Yeah, why do it?
And eventually they did allow some recording to happen. And, like, I saw the transcripts of what was asked. ESPN NBA reporter Tim McMahon, he went off on Nico Harrison.
Full Bernie Wilson
went
on him.
Off on him. All centered around the trade. He said, from 2027 to 2030, you're out on your first round capital. Your own words, you created a 3 to 4 year time frame. When the credit card bill comes due, that time frame is over. How is that in the best interest of your team long term? And again, you don't have any of the first round draft picks. How is it in the long term best interest when he, at the time, a 25-year-old generational talent who could have a 10 to 12 year runway, he's one of the best players that we've ever seen. And Harrison would cut him off and said, well, defense wins championships.
Oh, boy.
Defense wins championships. And McMahon,
you know that you can get defense. Ben, did you know this? You can get some good defensive players whilst keeping a Luka Doncic. What if I told you? You could add defensive pieces around a guy like Luka.
I mean, it seems clear Nico Harrison may be the most defensive general manager in the history of the NBA based on his comments. So,
right. So they went back and
defensive
forth.
Defensive guy.
McMahon kept hitting him. He then went on the local sports talk station down in Dallas, here in Dallas. And he just ripped Nico Harrison.
Oh,
he goes,
God.
This guy doesn't know what he's doing. He was so defensive. He was shutting down all of our questions. And it just had me thinking, I'm like, I wonder how often that does happen that we don't even know about. Big polarizing moves or decisions made in sports. And the GM sitting down in a closed-door meeting with the media. Now, I believe his bosses told him,
the owner,
you don't have a choice.
Yeah, Patrick Dumont, who's the owner, one of the owners, said, you have to do this.
And I thought, how uncomfortable is that for Nico Harrison? He's got to walk into this office.
It really takes,
and he's going to just get grilled.
It really takes a lot of the power away from Nico. Like, to empower your general manager to make this trade, you know, obviously the owner is going to sign off on it or whatever. But when you say now you have to go answer questions to the media, instead of saying this is the right basketball decision for the Dallas Mavericks, you got to toe that line for years.
Now remember, and I'm not defending Nico Harrison here, but I think we all know what Nico is gambling on here. And he can't really say it, but he feels like Luka Doncic is going to not work hard enough.
Flame
and
out.
Won't be worth what he was going to have to pay him.
Yep.
And is going to flame out in maybe 5 years, maybe 3 years. Who knows? Luka will eventually determine what this trade looks like.
Correct.
But until then, Nico is going to
wear it.
And he's probably going to lose his job long before we ever find out if maybe he was right at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe he will, in hindsight, in 10 years, you look back and go,
genius.
The Mavs dodged a bullet. They didn't sign him to a super max deal that would have tied up their contract with a guy who just wasn't really willing to commit himself.
Right.
I tend to think that he will. I think Luka Doncic has got a fire going now that wants to prove the Mavs wrong forever and ever. But we'll see.
Oh, yeah. No, he had a line like that back to Tim McMahon yesterday. Nico said, like I said, we believe in the move we made. You obviously don't, and that's fine. You're entitled to your opinions, but we're excited about the future of our team. Again, I think the future will hold. I think once we win, that will change your mind.
So. Won.
They're not out yet.
You almost won.
They took you to the finals. They won their play-in game, and they have that second play-in game now tonight.
That exact thing that you just said, McMahon's quoted as saying, and you didn't believe that the team that went to the finals last year with Luka as the centerpiece could continue to contend?
Oh, my gosh, man.
He just got blasted.
That's just making him go and do that is
pretty brutal.
Now, I don't think they'll win on the road at the Grizzlies tonight, but if they did, it would be an interesting story.
It would
going
be
forward.
If they go on some run.
The Mavs stay in the playoffs and, you know, pull off an upset or two. All of a sudden, you know, there's going to be, I mean, Anthony Davis played really well two nights ago in that first game. It looked really good. 27 points, 9 rebounds, 3 blocks. I mean, crazier things have happened in sports.
I mean, it's great theater.
What turnaround that would be.
It's great theater.
So,
and finally, it's a story as old as time. Former childhood star gets into a little bit of trouble.
Yes.
Haley Joel Osment had a rough week at a ski resort here in California. He was arrested. Where was this? Mammoth. He was arrested at Mammoth Mountain for public intoxication. There was a video obtained by TMZ. He's trying to board a ski lift. on the slopes.
Not uncommon, Paulie, when you go skiing.
You go to Mammoth to have a good time.
Right.
They said he had his helmet on backwards. Mm-hmm. Again, not uncommon if you've had a few pops, maybe.
I don't even know which way is forward or backwards.
I just wore a helmet for the first time ever because we didn't do helmets in the 80s.
Is it like kids with bicycles now? Does everyone have to wear helmets?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to, but I actually tried to ski one day without it. My mother-in-law smacked me and said, no, you have children, you idiot, and you're not
that. Is that a good example?
Yeah, exactly.
The biggest tell might have been not the backwards helmet or the smelling of alcohol on his breath. It was the fact that he didn't have a ski or a snowboard with him.
No skis.
He was just trying to get around
on that. Yeah.
Just go on a ride.
I mean, I don't want to ski. I wouldn't mind going up a ski lift and then just coming down.
Just going one big loop.
Just a big loop. That might be fun.
Yeah, employees were like blocking him. Like, you can't get on this chairlift for a lot of reasons right now. And he started arguing with them. He started arguing with the skiers that were waiting in line to get on the chairlift. So he was arrested.
He had possession of cocaine as well.
Yeah,
on his person. He was wearing his World Series champion L.A. Dodgers shirt while he was skiing.
Mm.
And he is he's a big Dodger fan. So it's about par for the course.
Got to be tough to be one of those
Dodger fans?
Dodger fan? I know.
I was going to say child actors who are like famous for one line.
He's done other stuff.
He did.
Yeah.
As a child. What has he done as a, well, what has he done as a grown up?
It was, Tyler says it was a combo World Series New York LA shirt, but I went to his Twitter because I'm petty. And he is.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I just had to double check.
Well, I mean, Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, LA.
He's a Dodger, yeah, big Dodger.
What was the pay it forward? Wasn't horrible.
Was that
Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey and you love Kevin Spacey. I forgot.
I don't love him. He's
you
not
always
a bad,
talk.
I know
about
he's
him.
Problematic. He's not a bad actor. Seven.
It's brilliant.
Really
in Seven.
Good movie.
Was he in Pay It Forward?
He was
Haley
kid,
Joel.
Right?
Yeah, was he?
That was him.
Was that
yeah.
Helen Hunt?
Yeah.
Was she in
Hunt.
That as well?
Yeah.
All right.
But
yeah,
I see dead people. I mean, he's going to be linked with that for the rest of his life.
The child acting thing is that's a tough one. Like, if somebody approached my kids, like, hey, would you like to be in a movie? I don't think so. I don't think so.
It ain't for us, buddy.
It's
I'm always impressed
us.
When the child actors turn out
I know.
Well.
I know.
Like, continue either acting career or they get out of acting and they do something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, do something else.
Jason Bateman seems pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. Seems pretty grounded.
Now,
yeah.
Sean Astin.
Yep, pretty grounded.
Like he's done pretty well for himself.
Very much so. Yeah, for everyone. You know, and this, I think, look, the guy was partying at a ski resort. Okay, this is
where
not,
you're supposed to party.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. A little snow with the snow. Ooh. Anyway,
yeah.
Hope he gets the help he needs.
Yeah.
So if he actually needs
if he
it.
Needs it. Yeah. But he was. I guess he was hurling some slurs at the cops and stuff. So it was
not good.
It was a little out of pocket.
Rough week.
Yeah, rough week. Happens.
I'm still stunned that it was not Macaulay Culkin, but his younger brother who turned into the bigger star.
And far superior actor.
Kieran Culkin.
He's incredible. Incredible. What's the plans for the weekend?
Let's see. We've got some golf tomorrow. Easter Sunday, going to the mother-in-law's house for Easter Sunday brunch.
Can't wait for a Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, I'm not an overly religious. You grew up in more of a religious household than I did.
Yes.
Which my mother probably doesn't want me to say, admit that, but we weren't. I mean, she likes going to church sometimes, but I was never a regular attendee growing up.
I was. So how'd that work out?
So we had the more secular Easters with the, bunnies and
eggs.
Yeah,
we got little kids. We could do that.
Less of the whole, resurrection stuff. It's just
all right.
Maybe we didn't need to get into this.
Probably not. I just wanted to know what your weekend plans were, not your thoughts on Christ's return. All right. Next time I ask you what's going on this weekend, you don't have to tell us everybody about your religious beliefs.
Woods, peace be with you, and Ben.
And
extra.
Also with you,
buddy.
I guess, Ben.
Yikes.
Just wanted to know what you had going on this weekend. That's it.
You got any political rants in the last 30 seconds, too?
I'll just quit while I'm behind. That's it for us. Have a great Easter weekend, everybody.
How do you think the tariffs are working so far, Ben?
For Paul Reindel and Stephen Woods, have a good game tonight.
Thank you.
Ben Higgins. Enjoy your weekend, everybody, from 97.3 The Fan. Braden's up next.